Hello.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kim. How may I assist you today?
Hey Kim, this is Mike Mull, and we have a charge of $56 on our phone or on our credit card, Visa credit card, and we it was marked as a fraud. However, we've got maybe 3 or 4 months of it that we can track, and we don't know what the bill is for. This is
yes.
The number that comes with it, though.
Yes, sir. If you could spell your last name for me, please.
M-O-E.
Okay, thank you. It didn't come up under your first or last name. Is 218-791-6167 a good contact number for me to try to locate your account? Or do
that
you have another
correct
number? Okay, it is.
Well, we have two. Yeah, that's a good number, but you can also try 218.
Hold on,
791-6.
Hold on, I can do one at a time. Hold on. Hold on 1 second.
First of all, what product do you sell?
We don't sell anything. People order products online, and we're just a third-party call center. So they just call us to extend their trial or to cancel.
You definitely want to cancel.
Okay. I need to locate your
account.
Unfortunately, it didn't pull up under your first or last name or the phone number that you called on here from. What is the alternative number that you want to give me or provide?
218
791-6168.
And that's 61. Jean. Go ahead. 6168. That's Jean Moe. JeanMoe.
Thank you for that. And if you can verify your shipping and your mailing address, I can make sure I pulled up the correct account.
13172 Fairhaven Lane, Detroit Lakes, Minnesota. 56501.
I thought this thing would be finished loading by now. I'm sorry. I'm still waiting. Okay. Say that address for me one more time. I do apologize.
That's okay. 13172 Fairhaven Lane, Detroit Lakes, Minnesota. 56501.
Okay, allow me to explain what this is. You ordered a Wi-Fi booster, which is $745 you paid for shipping and handling, which is a Wi-Fi booster.
Okay.
And then for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store, the membership fee for the Factory Direct Savings Store was $49.97. Then their price went up to $56.95. You are billed 40 hours later after signing up. Being a member gets you a $125 gift card to the Best Consumer Gadgets Club, which is an online web store. You will receive a $125 gift card. You are each month you enrolled as a member, and you will be charged $56.95 each month you are enrolled.
Where the gift cards sent?
In your email, check under your junk or spam folder in your email.
Okay. Well, we want to
cancel.
We want to cancel. And
immediately.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. I can offer you a 35% refund. That's 35%.
We want a refund of all our money.
Yes, unfortunately, due to the terms and conditions, I can offer as a courtesy a 35% refund.
Of what? 35% of what?
$56.95.
Okay. Well, I think I'm going to call my credit card and have them reverse that.
Okay, I can offer you a 50% refund, 50% of your money back.
Well, we hope to reverse.
We want it all because we didn't get nothing from it.
Give me 1 moment. I can only issue a refund for the date of April 2nd, 2022.
That's $56 and some cents.
Mm-hmm. $56.95.
Okay, the refund, and we want this.
Yes, sir.
And what is lifestyle what?
I don't see that one. I just see you may have to contact another number. We just have the Wi-Fi booster for your account, and I just issued your refund, and I canceled it just as you
we'd like
requested.
A copy of our account?
You hear her talking?
Yes. I can offer Who, me? Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I want you to tell me what you...
Oh, I thought you was talking to her. I'm sorry. I thought you wanted her to go. I didn't want to appear rude. I do apologize. I did cancel. I have your cancellation number. If you want me to also send it via email, I would be glad to do that for you as well. But
yes,
I can give it
I
to you verbally. Yes.
I don't have a pencil with me.
Oh, you don't?
I do now have a pencil.
Okay. I can give it to you. I'll go slow.
Okay, go slow because we're old. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, my goodness. It's 259-550-867.
Ran out of hand. Okay, 259.
Yes, sir.
55-08-6767.
Yes, sir. And look for your
okay, that's the cancellation.
Yes, that's your cancellation number. And I also have a trans ID refund number for you as well. If you know, if you don't see it in your bank account in 3 to 5 business days, but please don't count today because today is Sunday. I have that number for you just in case you want to take it to your bank if you don't see it. If you feel like writing it down, it's 711-597-3557.
597-3557.
Yes.
How's that sound?
It's 711. Okay, go ahead.
711-597-357.
711-597-3557.
3557.
Okay. Yes, so it's 3557.
597.
Yes.
711-597.
3557. Yes, you have it. Yes, sir.
And what is that again? What is
this
that?
Is your transaction ID refund number. So it's your refund trans ID number. Just in case you don't see it in your bank account in 3 to 5 business days, you can provide your bank with that number and say, you know, I'm looking for a full refund amount of $56.95. Yes, sir. But you're all taken care of?
Well, yeah.
You're completely canceled.
When did, do you have a copy of our bills?
No. Well, since you ordered this online, I just canceled this. See, we don't create orders for anyone. We assist people who have already, you know, ordered them themselves with their credit card. I'm sorry?
Yeah.
Okay.
Somebody ordered it and got it, and they got our credit card number, but... there was a $49 and $49. And
that's how much it was. And then they went up on the price. But if you would like, I can transfer you to my supervisor for the dates that I'm unauthorized to issue your refund for.
Before you go, I want to know why the $49 per month was charged.
That's because same thing. It was a welcoming gift to joining the Factory Direct Savings Store at one time. Their price was $49.97. Till they went up.
What is the account number?
$49.97 or $49 and what,
97 cents? Yes, sir.
That was to be members of the club, right?
Right. And that's how much it was.
Okay, what was
that
our
time.
Membership number? Do you have a membership number?
I don't have. That's just the name of it. It's just called the Factory Direct Savings Store, and that's their price. But again, I can transfer you to Factory Direct Savings Store.
See, we don't have any idea what this thing's all about because we don't remember joining a Factory Direct Savings Store.
Mm.
So we see that this is a complete scam, you know, and somehow
I understand. But I can, like I said, transfer you to a supervisor for the dates I'm unauthorized to issue your refund.
Do you know what our account number was in the Factory Direct Savings Store?
Oh, no, that I would not know because people who order products online, I don't have the information. I just work for a third-party call center. So when people call and say...
You gave us our number. You gave us two numbers. And 259-550-867, what was that number?
Okay, wait, let me go back. The 259-550-867 number is your cancellation number for your own personal records. Yes. And the other number I provided you was... a refund trans ID number. just in case you don't see it in your bank account in 3 to 5 business days. And I can also, transfer you to my supervisor for the dates I'm unauthorized to issue a refund for.
Can you tell me who you're representing? I mean, you're not representing anybody, but I mean, who are you?
Wi-Fi booster.
Receiving calls for?
Oh, Wi-Fi booster. Yes.
Wi-Fi booster, huh?
Yes.
And is that a company name or what?
Yeah, that's the name of the company. Her name, yes.
Wi-Fi booster, huh?
Yes, sir.
And then they're part of a buying electronic buying club.
I'm not sure because it was a welcoming gift, and as a welcoming gift to have the Wi-Fi booster shipped to you for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store. Yeah.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah, you got it.
She looked up your name, and then she looked up my name and found an account number.
Okay.
I want that account number.
When we gave you a telephone number and a name, it was Jean Moe, and the telephone number is 218-791-6168. You said, okay, I have that here. What was that account number that you found?
No, I found your... It was under your wife's name, Jean Moe, because mom was asking for your information. The information people call doesn't just pop up. I have to ask and keep searching until I find it. And if I don't find
it,
you don't have an account
us. Did you find? Yeah, and what was the account that you found?
It was under Jean Moe instead of your name, Mike Moe.
Okay, that's who it was under. Yeah, but what is associated? What number is associated with it?
Just your address.
Yeah, our address is there. You have us there. But what does it come from? Where did you get? You have millions of
exactly. We have millions, but that's why I had asked you to verify
your
shipping.
So it's tied to some company, right? It's tied to some.
Actually, it's just tied to like whatever. When you order products online, right? It'll have your information that you entered. So whenever you call a third party call center and to want to cancel, for example, they're going to ask you, can you verify your first, can you provide me with your first and last name? Start searching for it that way. If they can't find it that way, they'll ask for your phone number. Can't find it that way, email address. Can't find it that way, zip code. Last and final will be the first 6 digits of your credit card, the last 4 digits of your credit card. And if all else fails, you still can't find you. You'll have to contact your bank. But I did find your account. I hope I answered your question.
Okay.
That was
when you found our account, what is the account number you found? The number.
I don't have an account number for you. That's what I'm saying. I don't have an account number for you. When you gave me her first and last name, I asked you to verify, because it popped up under her name, but I needed you to verify the address so I can make sure I have pulled up the correct account. There is no account number.
Okay. Is the Factory Direct Savings Club?
Right. When you was asking me about these charges, I was explaining to you what happened. You paid $7.45 for shipping and handling You paid $7.45 for shipping and handling to have the Wi-Fi booster shipped to you for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store. This was supposed to be advertised to you because this is the information that we have to pass on to people. So I was just letting you know what this is and what happened. That's all I know.
Well, what we're trying to do is get through you and find out who the company is. So we can call
Wi-Fi booster, and that's the name of the company. I can see if they have an email address or something like that.
How do you spell Wi-Fi booster?
W-I-F-I-I, and then booster, B-O-O-S-T-E-R. And
you don't have any number or anything for that?
I have an email. I have an email address for them. Give me one moment. Hold on a second. support@trydirectdiscountproducts.com.
Wow.
Yeah, that's their email.
Let me get that right now. It's support@trydirect, T-R-Y-D-I-R-E-C-T, discountproducts.com.
Yes.
.com, right?
Yes, sir. That is correct.
Wi-Fi booster, and that's the Wi-Fi booster. Okay, what about the the club? What about that club? Do you have an address or a telephone number?
No,
club?
That
what
was just an on. This call is called the Best Consumer Gadgets Club, which is an online web store.
Best Consumer
Gadgets Club.
Yeah, thanks for staying with me on this.
Oh, you're welcome.
Dad.
You know, you want to be as more informed as much as possible.
Consumer what club?
Gadgets Club. Don't you have that near here?
Best Consumer. Best Consumer Gadgets Club. Yes.
We have our consumer gadget in our ear. You know, the AirPods are in our ear. I have one, and Gina, my wife has one. So she's listening to it, but you're only hearing half the conversation. So anyway, so the $56.95. And the 40, what was the other one? 56.
Yeah, that's 95. How much it was in the beginning, $49.97. The direct savings, yeah, it was, and then it went up to, that's how you were charged, $56.95. Yes, yes, sir.
Does it show when we started this?
Yes, give me one moment. This started October 25th, 2021.
October?
Mm-hmm.
25th, 2021, okay.
20, yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. So, we paid November, December, January, and then it didn't get charged in February. It got charged in March.
It got charged October. Let me see. Let me go back.
Yeah. Yeah, please do. Thanks.
Yeah, you're starting in October. October.
Okay, did we pay $49.17 in October? Is that when we
I'm not sure. That's when you order the product. I don't know anything else. I just see your account
on here. So was there one in November, first part of November?
There was
the
30th one.
Of the month.
This started October 29th. I mean, October 25th. You got billed 48 hours later. So you got billed on the 29th of October. And then it was a monthly fee. Yes, and then after that, it was a monthly fee that you're going to get charged $49.97 every month at that time. And then, so again, December 30th, you're charged $49.97 because it was a monthly for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store. And then January 30th, 2022, you were billed $49.97. And then March 2nd, the price went up. You were billed $56.95. And April 2nd, you were billed $56.95.
Okay, and there was none in November then, or there was one in November?
Yeah.
Yes, there was one in November. October,
okay, and
November,
December.
And December, yes.
Okay, and so, holy cow. And there was one on, says there was one on the 29th of October at $49.97, November something at $49.97, and December 30th, $49.97, January 30th, and March had one, and then April.
Yes.
So there wasn't one in February. That doesn't make sense, February.
Yeah, they skipped February. That's crazy.
Yeah.
They did. They skipped February. That's
I thought
weird.
Maybe there'd be two in March then. You know,
let's see, in
February,
March,
you know,
yeah,
30 days.
Right, it sure doesn't.
Days.
So, didn't give one, especially if it's in a leap year. So, yeah, charged in March 2nd and then April 2nd as well.
But in March, it was how much?
$56.95 and April 2nd, $56.95 as well.
And you've credited back $56.95 from April 2nd, right?
No. Oh, yeah. I credited back. I'm sorry. I credited back $56. How much? I'm sorry. I just credited you your... Yes, I issued you a refund of $56.95.
Okay, refund.
Yes.
And then you gave us the number of 711... 597 3557.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. And then, and the, I've forgotten what that 29259508671 was.
That's your cancellation number.
Oh, cancellation number. Okay.
Mm-hmm. For your own personal record.
Okay, so, okay. Okay, so there's no way your supervisor will give us any more money back, is there?
Just give me one moment. For the dates I'm unauthorized to issue a refund for, give me one moment.
Okay.
Number
259-550-259-550
mm-hmm.
867.
That's it.
Yep.
One moment. I just have to let them know what's going on.
All right. Could you give me your first name again, too, please?
Kim.
K-I-M.
K-I-M? Mm-hmm. Kim, yes. M as in Mary. Yeah.
Kilo India Mike. Or Ken. Yeah.
K as in kite. I as in independent. M as in Mary. Kim.
That's why I said
oh.
Kilo India Mike. That's how you spell it if you're piloting
yeah.
an airplane or you're on
oh,
a ship.
Oh wow, that's crazy.
Like a cat says Mike Echo Oscar Whiskey.
Wow, right? Okay. That's that interesting.
That means meow, meow.
Right, it does.
Mike Echo Oscar Whiskey. They
right.
even have shirts like that. I know it seems strange, but
thank you so much for your patience.
I have to sign in, Jean.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Remember ordering this Wi-Fi booster?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to transfer you to my supervisor, and my name is Kim. I must say thank you for calling customer support, and you enjoy your day.
Thanks, Kim. Thanks for the help.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure, and enjoy your day. Don't hang up because I'm transferring you to a supervisor. Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Close the back door.